We are rooted in strength and clarity in our true center, in our existence beyond thoughts and emotions. We bring about the energy of gentleness, that relates both to how we experience our own self and how we relate to that space into which we are letting go. Gentleness is like softening the knots of the separate self. So it can open up, become available to the pool of reality. That separate self has lived in a condition of a primal tension since infinite time. It does not know how to relax. Does not know how to be at ease within the space of the now. It has to be taught, it has to relearn the art of existing. The relationship with our own self and the relationship with the reality, both need to be rectified, corrected, realigned with the consciousness of the soul. Strength and gentleness need to be constantly balanced. Sometimes we emphasize the strength, sometimes gentleness. Gentleness without strength is too mellow. It has no force to penetrate the inner realm. By being too much stuck in gentleness, we begin to confuse abidance with surrender. The quality of strength relates to both the strength of our identity, the strength of our light, the strength of clarity. And on the other side, the strength of the sharpness with which we are surrendering precisely into the your verticality of the now, when there is no strength in our surrender, the vertical and the horizontal, they get too much mixed up, confused, and the energy of surrender becomes diluted. That strength, sharpness, allows us to clearly differentiate between the vertical and horizontal. To cut through the horizontal, so the pure verticality can be accessed. Gentleness is not weakness. It is a quality of love. Love as an experience of our own self, and love as a quality of our relationship with reality. In each moment, in each instant of meditation, sitting inside, this present total energy, total consciousness, there's a sense of totality. Sense of immensity. It is like everything is ended, is ending in this very moment, and everything is beginning in this very moment. The consciousness which is witnessing that fact is completely present. The fire of complete consciousness is burning the subconscious, the lower mind. So that we can be total within the now. Many of you have an issue with the strength. And this is not just because you do not have strength, but because you lose your strength in the subconscious, in getting depleted in the periphery of your reality. Energy and consciousness, they have to be used very economically in order to produce the quality of strength. The strength, which is not the strength of ego, but the strength of the soul. It is not the strength of focusing attention, the strength of will. It is the strength of identity. So that when you say, I am, it actually means something. It resonates with reality, and reality is powerful. In a similar way as we need to separate vertical from the horizontal in order to penetrate the beyond, we have to separate the pure light of our existence, of our true self, from all these layers of the relative consciousness that are still hanging on the surface, all these layers of me, mind, subconscious, emotions, they are surrounding that pure space, pure light, and they bring identification, pulling away our attention away from its very seat, where it belongs. Pure consciousness, for most of you, it is too much mixed with consciousness which is not pure, with different relative elements, energies, thought forms. In that pure consciousness, too many things are swimming like fish in an aquarium. In order to separate your pure nature from what is relative, from what is foreign, you must awaken a deeper discrimination, which is sharp, like a razor's edge, cutting through the relative, separating the pure flesh of I am. To experience your pure nature, your pure consciousness in its absolutely pure form, without foreign elements, and to recognize it clearly as your true nature, is a moment where you, for the first time, know yourself. You are yourself. When foreign elements, energies enter that space, you are not yourself. There's still some of yourself present, but you cannot say that you are yourself at all. When that pristine purity of your true nature is disturbed, there should be an alarm sounding inside you. Something is wrong. Something is not right. And a sense of emergency to correct it, to come back to the right space where you have regained yourself. And again, there has to be sensitivity to discriminate, to recognize these differences which most seekers, even those who have awakened to a degree, do not have. This sensitivity has to be earned. One is to mature into that sensitivity. And one of the elements for that maturity to happen is to be completely awake, alert, alive, conscious in a true sense of this term. Intelligent. Separating the real from the relative in the vertical plane and in the horizontal plane of I am is one of the fundamental elements of growing inside. balancing strength with gentleness and gentleness with strength, embodying our light constantly and constantly letting go. Becoming one with letting go, letting the letting go to live through us. I am, therefore I am letting go.